Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, here to tell you about my podcast called Search Engine, voted one of the best new podcasts by Time Magazine, Vogue, and The Economist. We answer fascinating questions about business, tech, and history. Questions like, who should be in charge of artificial intelligence? Or, how did ADHD medication get so popular so fast? Listen and follow Search Engine with PJ Vogt and Odyssey Podcast. Available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So how do we get kids to think that engineering, math, science, technology, core STEM classes, how do we get them to think that, hey, this is something that's really cool? Well, there is an organization out there that is doing just that. It's called Bots IQ. And basically what it does is they put together a bunch of different competitions, and they allow kids to go head-to-head as teams where they create robots that are given certain assignments of things they have to do. And joining us right now is the executive director of Bots IQ, because there's a big event going on today and tomorrow in Westmoreland County. Please welcome into the program Michelle Conk. Michelle, it's great to have you on the program. How are you?
Good, great. Thanks for having me.
Hey, this is a really cool thing that you all are doing. How many schools are competing today, and then how many more tomorrow?
So we've got 20 schools competing today and 24 tomorrow. So it's a jam-packed day.
It really is. So give us an idea. I mean, these kids who are from Carmichael's or McGuffey or Manesson, they came as far away as Punxsutawney and Springdale. What sorts of things were they doing as they competed today? And is tomorrow different, or help us understand the reason for a two-day event?
Sure, yeah. So these days are actually part of a three-day. We had one last week at Robert Morris. And they're what we call our preliminary competition. So essentially, these students have been working since September with the challenge to design a 15-pound combat robot. That's a bot that's ready to go into battle. And they've worked to design, manufacture, assemble. And today's a testing day for these teams. So today's a set of teams. Last week was a different set. And tomorrow is an even other different set. So the third set, final set's tomorrow. And the idea is we want them to have an opportunity to battle their robots, these creations that they've made. We essentially say, follow these rules, here's some guidelines, design it, make it, and now come break it. And if you can break it and repair it, that's where what we feel from the industry side of things is where the learning really comes in, because, you know, they have limited resources here. They have time sometimes, only 20 minutes to get it repaired and back in the arena. And that's what motivates them. But the big picture is that they're going to come back in about 6 weeks to our finals competition, which is going to be hosted at Fenwest, California. So these days are like testing days for them to just see what their bot can do. Can they repair it? What needs to be fixed so that when they come back in April, what I like to say, the in it to win it competition, they're ready to battle and win.
I can't just let this slide by. You said that these kids are designing a 15-pound combat robot. Now, that is enough, I think, that if that's on the morning announcements at school, you're saying, oh, wait a second, I got to find out. I mean, even that in and of itself, help us to understand, what is a combat robot? I mean, we're not talking about it being armed, but the idea is to basically disable or knock over or knock out the other robots in the competition, right?
Correct. Yep, that's exactly it. So there isn't a kit for this competition. So teams are centered around doing their own research. And there's TV shows like the TV show BattleBots that's out there, where they can start to do research and figure out what they think their strategy is going to be. But at the end of the day, they still have to make it happen. So they still have to design the parts and make the parts and put it all together and do all the electronics and everything there. So it really is a true test of their mental strength. We call ourselves the smart sport for a reason, because these kids are really, truly intelligent kids.
And you will see all sorts of things. Some will have like a giant claw that goes and tries to lift up another bot and flip it. Some would have like a huge spatula, if you will, with like a spring-loaded arm to try to flip the other ones up onto the... I mean, there's all sorts of amazing outside-of-the-box thinking that goes into these things, isn't there?
Oh my gosh, absolutely. And you even have weaponless bots. Bots that are, we call them wedge bots. So their idea is to just like hold and pin a combat robot, one with a weapon, in place. And they'll get points for that, because it's not just the points for the damage, which obviously is why you would want a weapon. But if you can control the other opponent in the arena, pushing them around, pinning them, things like that, you're going to get just as many points and oftentimes even win the battle.
So you're talking about putting like a giant cow catcher from a smoke train from the 19th century is what you're putting on the front of that thing, right?
Sure, yeah. Although, you know, within the 15-pound constraints.
It's going to be kind of hard to get a 15-pound cow catcher on the front of a 15-pound robot. Yeah, I got it. Where do these kids come from? I mean, are these kids who are involved in a lot of other extracurriculars, or does this tend to be something that they really spend a lot of their time on and focus on these Bots IQ competitions?
Yeah, that's an excellent question. So we have 50 schools in the program this year that cover 15 counties in Southwest PA, as well as we actually have a school that travels down from Buffalo, New York, a boarding school in Buffalo, New York, the Gal School. But these schools focus either in their classroom during class time or after school as a club to fasten and design all these bots. So like I said, it starts in September. These teams come and meet us. We do professional development. We do training and workshops to help them get ready and prepared. But the real work really does happen at the schools. They work with their technology education teachers. It's often a high school aged program, although you will see some middle and high school, some junior, senior high buildings participating where kids as young as seventh grade can do it. But it's usually through their STEM and technology programs that they're really taking this challenge on and working on it. They're also partnered with an industry advisor. We have manufacturers across the region that they go out on tours to see what's happening in the real world so that they can understand how this activity really does connect out there. But oftentimes they work with that partner and they'll be able to provide support as far as like maybe the school can only make some components. They can't manufacture their weapon, for example. So they might have their industry partner make that part for them. So they design it and the partner works with them, and it helps these kids, especially those that are interested in engineering, understand what can they design and what can actually be manufactured in the world, because sometimes the two don't connect very well.
The thing that is so amazing about it is we're talking with Michelle Conklin, Executive Director of Bots IQ, a huge competition, robotics for high school and sometimes middle school kids. You know, we're talking about they'd be doing machining and welding, electrical engineering, mechanical engineering, CAD-CAM, CAD design. I mean, they're doing all this stuff. They may not have those classes at all in their schools, and yet they're doing those things because they want to win this competition. That's ultimately the added bonus to it, isn't it? Is that it takes them places they might not otherwise go.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's really the amazing thing. We just had, you mentioned Manesson earlier, one of our younger schools, only been in the program about 3 or 4 years now. And their educator is a dynamic guy doing all kinds of great extracurricular opportunities for his students. But he, when he came in, he said, I want to teach my kids welding. He didn't have a background. So he himself also had to learn alongside his students.
Yeah.
And that's what's really cool about it, is you start to see the teachers and students really learn together, and it really makes it impactful on both parts.
So you've got two of your 3 days of prelims done. What's next after we get through this?
So we joined back April 26th and 27th at Penn West, California.
Yep.
We take over the Convocation Center for 2 days. All teams, we have 70 teams that compete. All of them will be there both Friday and Saturday. It's double elimination. So Friday they battle until they sustain their first loss. And we do team interviews, and they go through a documentation component with Bots IQ as well. And then they all come back Saturday, and they keep on battling. And teams that do really well can move on into the national level. We'll actually be hosting a competition in May called Berg Bash. We hosted our inaugural one last year, and we'll be hosting this year's Invitational at Robert Morris's UPMC Event Center.
It's impossible to know what these kids are going to learn, but it is fantastic, yeah. Michelle, that you're doing this, that you are putting this out there, giving them an opportunity to learn in these ways. Again, experiential learning that they might not get any other way. Bots IQ, and kudos to you. Hats off to you for what you're doing to help these kids find a spot and to have a place where they can thrive. Very, very well done.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it really is enjoyable.
Yeah, it's awesome to hear about what you're doing, and best of luck as you get those kids through these prelims and on to Penn West Cal coming up here in a little more than a month, month and a half, I guess. So, Michelle, thanks again for being here.
Thank you, Rick.
Yeah, really, really great stuff. Bots IQ. Look it up. BOTSIQ and their annual robotics competition. Right now they're in Westmoreland County, 2 days there, and then on to Penn West, California.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, here to tell you about my podcast called Search Engine, voted one of the best new podcasts by Time Magazine, Vogue, and The Economist. We answer fascinating questions about business, tech, and history. Questions like, who should be in charge of artificial intelligence? Or, how did ADHD medication get so popular so fast? Listen and follow Search Engine with PJ Vogt and Odyssey Podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.